Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this, what day is it? Wednesday, December 1st. We're into December. Christmas is just around the corner. We've made it, everyone. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Connected me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. It's game day as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Coming up on the pod, we'll hear from Mike DeFable, who joined the Lowdown Show. We'll get a few clips there talking Pittsburgh Penguins, get a better understanding of their team. It's been a while since the Oilers and Pens have played, so it should be a fun one down at good old Rogers Place. But before we get to that, we'll also hear Dave Tippett in the third segment. A lot to get to there, as he's got a very young D-core with all the injuries, and now Cody Ceci heads to COVID protocols. Yesterday, we found out practice was canceled due to precautionary reasons. Cody Ceci is in COVID protocol. Duncan Keith was placed on the IR, and they've recalled from Bakersfield Marcus Nemelainen. So it's going to be an interesting night down at Rogers Place. That was the news yesterday for your Edmonton Oilers. Seems like everything's a go. The guys were at morning skate. They also had their media avail. So all is good in Oilerland outside of Cody Ceci. We wish him all the best. Hopefully he's asymptomatic and doesn't have any heavy symptoms there. But it's a big loss for the Edmonton Oilers. And let's break it down. The Oilers are 15-5, second in the Pacific. They've won their last two. Penguins are 10-7-5, fourth in the Metro. They're coming off losses to Montreal in Calgary. The Calgary game was on Monday. They lost in a shootout there. Draisaitl leads the league, the Oilers, in goals and points. 40 points, 20 goals. McDavid leads the Oilers in assists at 22, and Draisaitl was a plus 14 for the Penguins. Jake Guentzel leads in points with 19 and goals with 9. Letang is your assist leader with 11, and Marcus Pettersson is a plus 10. Special teams for both teams. Edmonton is 37.7% on the power play. They're first in the league. PK's 87.1 their fourth, and then Pittsburgh on the power play 25th, 14.3%. But they've dealt with a lot of injuries early on. They still don't have Malkin back. Crosby's been kind of in and out of the lineup. And their PK, though, listen to this one, 90.9%. They're first in the league. That's going to be a good matchup. First PK versus the first power play in the NHL. Look forward to that. Hopefully the Oilers can get some calls so they can get some power plays. Your lineup for the Edmonton Oilers: Hyman with McDavid and Cassian. The dry line remains the same. Fogle with McLeod and Puljujarvi, and your fourth line will be Benson, Derek Ryan, and Colton Sevier. So Cassian and Puljujarvi remain flipped for now. If this game goes sideways early, you might see that flip back on the right wing. Defensively, this is where it gets real interesting. Russell with Tyson Barry is your first pairing. Your second pair will be Willie Lagesson with Evan Bouchard, and your third pairing will be Broberg on the right with Marcus Nemelainen, who's making his NHL debut. Koskinen is the starter between the pipes, and I mean, any way you put it, like, the pairings were going to be, a little worrisome. They were going to be just kind of a mess. So Russell and Barry play together. They've played together, so I like that. It's like your veteran pair. You got an offensive guy and a defensive guy. Bouchard, Lagesson, guys that played in the A together. I don't know if they played together, but they were there. They're at least familiar with each other somewhat, so I don't mind that. And Broberg, same with Marcus Nemelainen. Both guys started the year in the AHL. Both are up here due to all the injuries and in the COVID list and all that. So I don't mind that, but I feel like Broberg, Russell, Lagesson, Bouchard will be your penalty killers. Barry won't kill penalties. Nemelainen might get in there if one of those guys is in the box. And then I expect Broberg, maybe he gets moved up a pair or you slot him in a lot more often and hold back Nemelainen. So it's going to be an interesting night. So Russell with Barry, Lagesson with Bouchard, Nemelainen with Broberg. Would you have it any other way? I thought Russell would have made the move to the right, but it's going to be Broberg. And I think Lotide said that he has played on the right side in Sweden, so it's not like a huge move for him, but we'll wait and see. But Pittsburgh must be licking their chops at this defense. Now, can the Oilers win? Of course they can. They got the talent up front to do it. And Mikko Koskinen plays like he did in the first, in that game against Vegas where he was outstanding, then the Oilers obviously have a shot. They got the two best players in the world, and they can score goals. So as long as this D core can hold, I think they'll be all right. But let me know what you think on Twitter, at Hernan the Man. Send me a message. Do you like the pairings? Would you would have went another way? Let me know. It's always good to have the conversation going. But the Edmonton Oilers, who've been off since Saturday, are you a little worried? They're slow starters. I mean, that's pretty much what we've seen this year. They've started almost all their games pretty slow. They chase the game a lot. They can't do that tonight. So it's going to be interesting to see. There's Pittsburgh's coming in feisty. They've lost two straight games. Tristan Jarry, we don't know if he's starting yet. I didn't see any lines from the Pens media yet. I saw some lines yesterday, but I don't see why they wouldn't go to him. He played on Monday, and he was excellent in that game, and he's been excellent as of late. He's riding a hot streak. I think he was one of the three stars as well. So the former Edmonton Oil King, look for him to get the start, and he's been almost been perfect in the last 5-6 games for the Penguins. So an interesting little goaltending battle there if Tristan Jarry gets the call. But coming up next, we'll give you some lines we got yesterday from Penn's practice, and we'll also hear from Mike DeFabo as we learn more about these Pittsburgh Penguins as they come into Rogers Place as they're on their Canadian little road trip here. That's up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Got beard? Get primal. You heard me right. Got beard? Get primal. If you or someone you care about has a beard, it needs to get primal. Maybe you're that guy who has never considered the benefits of treating your beard with product. Primal Origin Oils will stop the itch and make your beard look healthy and groomed. Their goal is to help others look good and live healthier lives through the use of natural oils. Products are free from harmful synthetic ingredients with low impact on our planet. Primal Origin Oils makes balms, oils, and whipped butter that are renowned as the best feel in beard products available. This is due to the exotic carrier blend with oils like raspberry seed, rosehip, and chai seed oil. All products are fair trade certified and handcrafted in the USA. The combo kits make a great holiday gift, and if you're shopping for yourself, you'll be glad you did. Not only are the product and dedication to quality top notch, the company was a founder for a noble cause. The founder, Steven's mother, was injured in a car accident, and the company was started to pay for her treatment and recovery. If you have used or received this product or others, personalize your experience and talk up the Primal Origin Oils Advance. We know that every company claims to have the best, but Primal Origin Oils challenge you to compare their ingredients and feel in beard to other companies you've used. Promise you will see and feel the difference. Remember, the code Locked On gets you 20% off at PrimalOriginOils.com. Use the code Locked On at checkout for 20% off. PrimalOriginOils.com. This episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Don't compare the Built Bar to holiday desserts. We don't want people to feel guilty about enjoying the holidays. This holiday season, grab the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar filled with so much holiday goodness, rich and decadent flavor covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the both of both worlds, delicious and healthy. So many flavors, you'll have a hard time choosing. Will you have raspberry or mint brownie, cherry or double chocolate, cookies and cream, or peanut butter brownie? Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. just ahead of Mike DeFabo, we had a few clips from the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260. So shout out to the show and TSN 1264, the audio. The Oilers haven't played Pittsburgh, let's see here, since December 20th, 2019. It was a 5-2 loss in their last 10 meetings. The Oilers have only won two of those. The last one coming on November 2nd, a 2-1 overtime win back in 2019. So the Pens kind of running the show here when it comes to the Edmonton Oilers, struggling a bit, but hopefully that changes. It's been a while, so it's one of those things where anything could happen tonight. Connor McDavid, obviously Sidney Crosby, the big two going head-to-head. I think the torch has been passed. McDavid is that player right now, but both players, I shouldn't say both players, Sidney Crosby remains one of the greats, and he's going to be fired up for this one. This is their eighth career meeting, and McDavid in those games has 10 points, but a 1-3-3 record. Crosby in those games has 4 points, but a 6-0-1 record. So I think McDavid would give up those points chance to improve that record. Like I said, the Oilers only winning 2 of their last 10 meetings, but it's going to be great to see Sidney Crosby back here in Edmonton. Always fun. And you know, both guys, both superstars, hell, even throw Leon Draisaitl in there, are going to be jacked up for this game. Let's get to Mike DeFabo, and then I'll give you some lines that they had yesterday in practice. But Mike DeFabo was asked, it's a young, banged up, a little bit inexperienced defense for the Oilers tonight. So we asked Mike, is this just what the doctor ordered for the Penguins tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. The Penguins are in an interesting position because they started the season without Sidney Crosby and also without Evgeny Malkin. So they were missing a lot of star power from their lineup, and they were relying a lot on a lot of their bottom six players to kind of keep the engine going. And that worked for a period of time, and then they fell into a drought where they were really struggling to score goals. And even now they've gotten some of their players back. Crosby has now returned. He was also, after coming back from the wrist surgery, he came back for just one game, and then he also went on the COVID list. The Penguins themselves had 8 total players so far this season on the COVID list. So finally what you're looking at is a team that's nearly fully healthy, and now it's time to finally start scoring goals. They're getting great goaltending from Tristan Jarry, but they're still, you know, I think 19th in the pack in terms of scoring. So as you're describing, a team with a banged up and young defense might be exactly what the Penguins team that's been struggling to score could use right now.
Pens have dealt with a lot of injuries to start the season. They are getting healthier. So how many players are available or close to available for tonight's game?
This is nearly as close to 100% as the Penguins have been. As I mentioned, they were extremely banged up earlier this season. There was a point where they were missing their captain, Sidney Crosby, their coach, Mike Sullivan, and half their defense, including top pairing defenseman Brian Dumoulin. And so if you want to give them an excuse for some of their struggles earlier this year, that's it. That's their excuse. Then it's no coincidence, really, that they got everybody back, and that's when this five-game, they had won 5 in a row before losing the last 2. That's when they started to play a whole lot better hockey. So the only guy significantly that they're missing right now is Brian Rust, but he is a significant piece for the Penguins. Typically, he skates on Sidney Crosby's right wing. So in his place will be Evan Rodriguez, who has really been a surprise story for these Penguins. If you were to ask me before the season where I figured he would factor in, I would say he's probably like the 12th or 13th defenseman. He's the perfect guy to be that extra guy because he could play all 3 forward spots. And we've seen him appear on all 4 lines so far this season in all 3 forward spots. And he's second on the team right now in scoring. He's one of the guys who's really, really stepped up in a huge way for a guy who, you know, he makes about $1 million on a 1-year contract. For him to be stepping up and be right behind Jake Guentzel in both goals and points is pretty significant. So, you know, what he does, he's a really good kind of short, small area, tight area kind of playmaker. He hangs on to pucks. He's got good skating. All those things complement Sidney Crosby and Jake Guentzel well. So he's one of the big guys that's going to be stepping up. But, yeah, to go back to the original point, the Penguins are in a situation where they're nearly as close to as healthy as they've been all year, and now it's the time to start racking up the points.
Yeah, definitely getting healthier. Malkin, I know, is skating. He's with the team, but look, I think they said on the Flames broadcast that he looks like closer to the end of the month into the new year for Evgeny Malkin. It's only going to make him stronger. One player that's really stepped up this year is Evan Rodriguez, 28-year-old, who spent time there last year. He had 14 points in 35 games. So far this year in 22 games, he has 15 points, 8 goals, and 7 assists. He's been a really good player. He's been a constant in that top 6. Is this kind of just a hot streak or like a one-off, or is this Evan Rodriguez finally arriving and kind of living up to that potential he had when he was much younger in Buffalo?
Well, I've kept waiting for him to cool off all season long. I've been waiting for it to just be a couple game thing, but he's really been consistent, and he's had a really interesting trajectory. So you have to go back to the 2019-20 season at the trade deadline. The Penguins acquired Connor Sherry from Buffalo, and they were trying to reunite what they called the Sid and the Kids line. So that was Guentzel, Crosby, and Connor Sherry. And a throw-in to that was Evan Rodriguez. And at the time, former GM Jim Rutherford, you know, when I spoke with him, he was like, I don't really understand this situation because Rodriguez was skating on the top line alongside Eichel sometimes. Now he's a healthy scratch. Ralph Kruger didn't like him, and Rodriguez eventually requested a trade. So that's how he initially came on the Penguins' radars, really as a throw-in kind of guy. Then he's had an interesting situation. You know, he has a long story where the Penguins didn't tender him as a restricted free agent. He ended up going to Toronto briefly for, like, you know, in a trade, then came back to the Penguins last year in a 1-year deal, was a healthy scratch last year in the playoffs the last couple games. And now he comes in this season and has finally captured his potential. You know, a couple years back, he won an arbitration hearing with the Buffalo Sabres to be their third line center, and he was supposed to make, and he made $2 million on that 1 year deal. And so there was some potential and some promise with Rodriguez. He never just truly had the opportunity to fulfill it because of the coaching change. So now, a couple years later and in a different scenery, he's really kind of coming into his own and becoming the player that maybe some people thought he could be.
And I kind of alluded to this today, just earlier on this podcast, that the stars always are up for these games when they go toe-to-toe. So, you know, Connor McDavid's going to be jacked up. You know, Leon Draisaitl's going to be jacked up. They were held pointless for the first time this season on Saturday in Vegas, and they still won, which is awesome. But, you know, Sidney Crosby's probably looking to have a big game as well. So we asked Mike, does he expect to see a special performance from Sid the Kid?
Well, Penguins fans have really been waiting for that out of him. And you have to give, you know, you have to give Crosby, I guess, a little bit of leeway here because he's had a really challenging situation. So he had this off-season wrist surgery. It's an injury that's dated back years and years. I think six seasons, he said, that he's kind of dealt with it and managed it. And so he missed the entirety of training camp, and he missed the first seven games of the season. He comes back, he plays in just one game, and then he gets COVID. And so he misses, you know, he's out for 10 days, can't even skate, which hockey players never do. And then he comes back and he's had really kind of a rough go at it. You know, he's been okay, but he's not been Sidney Crosby that you would expect. And for a player that holds himself to such high standards and a player that the league holds to high standards, he's not yet looking like the player that we'd expect. So you do wonder in a big-time matchup against some other stars and a star-driven team like the Oilers, if maybe that can bring out the best in Crosby. And there have been signs that his game is coming. He's had more and more chances over time. He's also helping his line mates improve significantly. Jake Guentzel is on a 10-game scoring streak, and he has six goals during that stretch. That coincides directly with when Crosby came back, and I don't think that that's any kind of coincidence. The two of those guys have such great chemistry because they both think the game on such an elite level. Even though Jake Guentzel isn't a big guy, isn't a strong guy, has an okay shot, but it's not great. It's his ability to think and process the game, and when you pair him alongside a guy like Sid, it really clicks. So it's rubbing off on his line mates, and now what you'd like to see is just Crosby take advantage of it himself and start scoring a couple goals.
Big shout out to TSN 1260 and the Lowdown Show for those clips from Mike DeFable from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can find him on Twitter at Mike DeFable. He does a great job covering that team. I think I've had him on my podcast a few times as well, last season and the year before. So good stuff there from Mike. These are the lines we saw yesterday at practice, so take it with a grain of salt. Jake Guentzel with Sidney Crosby and Evan Rodriguez. Jason Sucker with Jeff Carter and Kasperi Kapanen is your second line. Aston Reese, Teddy Bluger, and Mr. Brock McGinn on your third line. And Simon with Lafferty and Danton Heinen on your fourth line. Defensively, Dumoulin with Letang. Your second pairing is Pettersson with Marino. And your third pairing is Matheson with Rue Waddell. So we'll see. And I watched that Calgary game. I thought Letang struggled mightily, especially in that first period. He got beat like three times. He's lucky Tristan Jarry was there to make the stops. But a pretty good decor. Marino, of course, the Oilers draft pick that they lost there to. He went to Pittsburgh. Yeah, he was traded back in 2019 for a sixth round draft pick. He turned into a nice little defenseman there. And we talked about Evan Rodriguez, a guy to keep an eye out. And of course, always look out for Jake Guentzel and Sidney Crosby. I don't mind that second line, though. Zucker, Carter, and Kapanen. Kapanen's been snake bitten. He hasn't scored a lot, but that line can do some damage. So we'll see which D pairing is going to go out against Sidney Crosby. Probably be Russell and Barry just because they're the veterans, but we'll wait and see on that. Coming up next, we'll get to Dave Tippett, as he was a long presser. It's about 9 minutes. I won't play all 9 minutes. We'll get to maybe 4 or 5 minutes of that presser. Is obviously a lot to talk about, the COVID situation, a really young D-core, and go from there. So Dave Tippett is up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code Locked On to receive your bonus. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet Online, where the game starts. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, just ahead of Mr. Dave Tippett. Tippett as he met with the media today. Just give you some games tonight. A couple Canadian teams in action. Toronto's home to the Avs. Vancouver and Ottawa, that's an interesting game. That will be fun for the nation's capital. Rangers take on the Flyers. The Kraken are on the road in Detroit. They're, I think they lost Drieger. I know Eberle's out. Jaden Schwartz is out tonight, so they're taking it on the chin when it comes to the injury bug. The Ducks are home to the Vegas Golden Knights. Canada selection camp roster was announced today. Oilers prospect Xavier Bourgault did make the cut, so he'll be at the camp. And three Edmonton Oil Kings, Dylan Gunther, Jake Neighbors, and Sebastian Coates, I think all three are a lock to make the team. So some pretty cool news there regarding the Edmonton Oil Kings, and we'll see if this team can win gold this year. Nathan MacKinnon does return, so if you have him in fantasy, make sure to check out your lineups and get him in there. And the DeBrusk sweepstakes, now they're saying as many as 12 teams have checked in on the forward. We'll see what happens there, where he ends up if the Boston Bruins do decide to trade him. But let's get to the head coach, as he talked about his young D-core for tonight's game. Marcus Nemelainen, also Sid going up against Connor McDavid, always a fun matchup, and more. So here is Dave Tippett, a meeting with the media earlier today.
Well, yeah, you always say you like challenges and that good teams overcome injuries. Well, you're testing that again tonight. You add another young defenseman, one that you really haven't seen. Give us your thoughts on Nemelainen and having such a young D-core tonight.
Well, it's an opportunity for guys to step up. Like you say, there's not what was expected, but we're in this situation, and now you got to get people in that do the job for you. And young Broberg's come in and played well for us. Bush from the start of the year has been a good player for us, and Nemelainen is probably the most physical of all the players coming. If you watch his game in Bakersfield, he's a real competitive guy, plays big minutes for them, and has earned the right to be here. And that's when Ken and I talked yesterday. We talked about, Ken's philosophy is we want to bring the best guy there possible, or who's playing the best, and he was playing the best, so he gets an opportunity. So he's a big kid. He's always smiling, kind of enjoys the game. I think he enjoys the physical part of the game. So he's going to get thrown into a situation tonight against a good team, and I think he's ready for it. Hopefully he plays well.
You put him with Broberg, you move Broberg to the right side. You didn't disrupt the other pairings. I know you've had a lot of changes. Was that a key? Are you trying not to disrupt all three pairs again? Or is it also that maybe
a little
back soon?
Trying to, Lagie and Bush were pretty steady. We got Russell and Barry have played quite a bit together. So you're trying to get a little bit of stability there. We'll see how that goes. That could change during the game. And, some special team stuff. You'll see Broberg with Bouchard a little bit. So, we'll see how it goes. You're flying by the seat of your pants a little bit, to be honest with you.
So it's kind of unfortunate that Connor and Sidney don't play more often, obviously. But I just wonder if you can maybe discuss the parallels of the two and what Connor can learn from Sidney, and I guess how do you kind of see both players and the trajectory of their careers?
Well, the parallels you go back to every now and then, it's probably the media or whoever talks about generational players, and they've both been slotted in that category. Both young Canadian players with great resumes coming up to get in the pick first overall and get in the league. And they deal with, I think the easiest thing for both those players is to get in and get on the ice and play, because that's what they do best. I think dealing with all the other stuff that comes along with being those generational players is a real learning experience. And I know Sid, as a young player, came through that and has done an unbelievable job, not just for Pittsburgh, but for the league. And Connor's in that vein also. So there's a learning point, a learning part of the game that leaders of not just their team, of the game, both of them have done an unbelievable job. And I think, you say, is there things Connor's learned? I watched, played with Mario. I'm sure Mario had a great influence on Sid, and Sid, the way he conducts himself and the way he carries himself and is a real credit to him and what he does for the game. And I think Connor, those are things that Connor has picked up on as the years have gone by and does a very much, does a lot of the same things. So they're both incredible players. They both are great for the game, great people. And like you say, it's too bad they don't play against each other more, but we'll get to see it.
Dave, based on practice this morning, it looks like you've got McDavid and Draisaitl on separate lines. You've got last change, and you've got Crosby here. So I don't expect you to give us your matchup strategy, but do both guys want that matchup? Do you sense that both Connor or Leon would want that matchup?
Yeah, I don't think you'd shy away from it. You know, like the top players want to play against top players all the time. That's the way it goes. Depends how this game's going and depends how the other matchups come to fruition. You know, there's a lot of factors that come into it, but I don't think either team is going to shy away from playing their top players against top players.
That was Dave Tippett meeting with the Edmonton media today as the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. 8 o'clock puck drop down at Rogers Place. It's another late one. I'll be back on TSN 1260 with the postgame show with Tommy Gazzola following the game from good old Ice District there. Lineups, the top line for the Oilers remains the same as it was in Vegas. Your fourth line is Benson, Ryan, and Sevier. The pairings is where it gets interesting. Russell, Barry, Lagesson with Bouchard, Nemolainen with Broberg, Koskinen is your starter. And I do have some information from the Pens, courtesy of Pens Scoop on Twitter, who do some great work covering the team. Tristan Jarry was the first player off, first goalie off, so he is going to get the start. He has been absolutely lights out. Connor McDavid on Sidney Crosby, this is what he had to say. He's won everything there is to win, one of the best to ever do it in our sport. Just seeing the way he handles himself, how he carries himself, obviously his game, you can learn lots from that. And here's Sullivan on McDavid. David, how is he going to defend him tonight? He's a guy that just generates so much speed. The important aspect of it is to try to deny him the puck in every opportunity that we can. He's an absolute handful, and we don't get a chance to see him very often. Maybe that's a good thing from our standpoint, but he sure is exciting to watch. So we'll see what happens down with these two superstars going toe-to-toe. The Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Penguins. Last 10 games with the Pens, only 2 wins in those. Last one coming on November 2nd, 2019. But always fun when Sid the Kid. It feels weird calling him Sid the Kid, but that's his nickname, and we'll roll with it as he invades Rogers Place. They're looking to snap their 2-game losing streak tonight. Like always, hit me up on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at LockedOnOilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. It's December. It's game day. Thank you once again for all the downloads. Keep coming. Podcast is doing very well, thanks to you, the listener. Prediction for tonight, I think the Oilers drop this one. I don't want to be a downer, but, and it's not just because of the decor, but that's one of the main reasons. I just think Pittsburgh coming off 2 straight losses is going to be a little feisty here, and they're gonna start off really well, and the Oilers have to as well. Hopefully we don't see another slow start from this team where they're chasing the game, but I'm gonna go Pittsburgh in this one 5-3. And my goal scorer for the Edmonton Oilers today, I'm gonna pick Nuge to score again. He scored on Saturday, only a second goal, but I think he gets another one tonight, but in a 5-3 loss. Let me know what you think on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow to break down the game tonight. From tonight, for my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am HernanTheMan talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.